Chair of the 81st session of the Working Party, Ms. Cecilia Gutierrez, Deputy Secretary General of UNCTAD, Isabel Duran, Vice Chair cum Rapporteur of the 81st session of the Working Party, Ms. Charlene van der Beek, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen. Madam Chair, it is an honor for Guatemala to deliver this statement on behalf of the Latin America and the Caribbean Group. GRULAC would like to congratulate you for your appointment and the appointment of the Vice Chair cum Rapporteur. You can count on the group's support and cooperation to achieve a successful meeting and outcome of this session of the Working Party. GRULAC acknowledges the hard work of the Secretariat in organizing this meeting and preparing and circulating in a timely manner the draft UNCTAD program plan and performance information for the year 2022 contained in document TDBWP81CRP1. The group also acknowledges the Secretariat's efforts to prepare this document in accordance with members' guidance and orientation expressed at the preparatory session held in October 2020. In line with the recent decision of the TDB number 559 that contains the terms of reference of the Working Party on the strategic framework and program budget. Regarding the overall orientation for 2022, the group expresses its satisfaction for the inclusion of many of the ideas discussed during the preparatory meeting, such as the emphasis on the three pillars of work of UNCTAD, the consideration of the impact of COVID-19 pandemic on UNCTAD's program of work, and the focus and prioritization of deliverables and activities that will provide support to developing countries on the ongoing challenges related to the pandemic. On UNCTAD's program of work and the focus and The group particularly supports the work on debt sustainability, investment facilitation, entrepreneurship, and others listed on paragraph 7 of the document. The group welcomes UNCTAD's willingness to continue working in cooperation with other international organizations, non-governmental organizations, academic institutions, and private sector entities, and also encourages a continued cross-fertilization and cooperation across UNCTAD sub-programs in all areas of work. The group acknowledges the possible impact of COVID-19 on program delivery and the uncertainty that liquidity constraints might bring, and calls upon the Secretariat to maintain an open dialogue with the membership in order to keep us informed of the implementation of the program. The group looks forward to the interaction in the informal section of the meeting in order to present questions and comments to specific sub-programs. Thank you, Madam Chair.